Welcome to It Is What It Is. How's everybody been? I have had the craziest morning trying to get this freaking thing to go. I had to update my laptop. It was a whole shit show just to record this episode, and it's been nuts. But here we are. It's 2 hours late, but we're doing it. So it's fine. Anyway, this episode is from a lady who I love and adore and admire. She was my daycare provider when I was younger. Well, she worked at my daycare. So she knows me at like my worst because I've always been a shit. So I love her. And I'm assuming this is her friend that this happened to, which is even sadder because what happened? Okay, so when she first reached out to me and she was like, hey, there's these stolen dogs. Could you do an episode or whatever? I thought about it and I was like, stolen dogs. Never done anything about stolen dogs. I chuckled for a minute and then I was at work, and so I just kind of put it in the back of my head and it was like sitting there. And then I was like, okay. So I went to her Facebook page and I couldn't find what I was looking for. And so I had her tag me in it. And then I read it and I'm like, oh snap. This is never just about stolen dogs. Like, this is a whole thing. So I'm like super excited to tell you guys about this. I don't know why I'm super excited about it. It's just one of those things where it's like, when you leave a person, there's a level of like lowness that you can go. And this dude went very low, like super low. Like, I would almost say this is worth poking someone over. Like, if you stole my dog, I'm gonna poke you. Like, I'm gonna get very angry. This lady is doing the right thing. Like, she has law enforcement and there's a reward and there's three of them and there's puppies involved and it's like 101 Dalmatians up in here. It's crazy. But I would stab somebody for sure. For sure. My dogs are my fur babies. And not only that, they cost me a lot of money. So I'm getting that money back in some sort of ass whooping in some way. So let me tell you about it. This is out of Carlsbad, New Mexico. This is written by Dr. Kim Lark. And that's the lady that this happened to. So she says, in March of 2020, she started divorce proceedings from the suspect, Theodore, in quotations, Ted Manor. Though they knew him as John Green, he started doing illegal things and other things that made me uncomfortable and afraid. He became disillusional and thought he was doing so much work around the house, and in reality, he was absolutely doing nothing. Plus, he just kept spending all the money on junk that he would buy off a marketplace and Craigslist. He also said he got a good deal on them and then would turn around and sell them for profit. Spoiler alert, he hasn't sold anything. Everything is piled up in my place. The crappier things looked, the less he cared and the less he did around the house. My home has never required a full-time caretaker. But he refused to get a job, even though I asked him multiple times. Based on growing fears, I got a restraining order on him on April 1st of 2022. He yelled at me often. My border collie, Stormy, which is one of the stolen dogs, could not stand him. Anytime he tried to kiss me, she would growl, lunge, and try to bite at him. Felony, my Dutch Shepherd, also another dog stolen, never wanted anything to do with him. She avoided him as much as she could. Zero, this is the pregnant one, and was due at any time when this happened. She most likely has already given birth while on the run. I knew things were a real problem when he tried to steal $56,000 from me. Thank goodness the local bank manager in my hometown of Carlsbad, New Mexico, called me and told me that I could not write and told me that I did not write a check for that amount for the money, so, and that they should call 911. And the responding officer offered, I go too fast. Anyway, the responding law enforcement officer attempted to stop Ted at the bank. When Ted refused to respond or stop, the officer used a taser on him. However, Ted pulled out the taser and leads on an escape in an Enterprise rent-a-car. Who the hell pulls out a taser? I wonder if it's true if you shit yourself when that happens. We're just going to assume he's now running away in shitty pants. Ted later drove up to Albuquerque and swapped out the first rental car for a gray Pacifica. That car is now more than 2 or 3 weeks beyond overdue for its return. Enterprise has hired a private detective to find their car. Now, as far as the theft of her dogs, she says, as far as the theft of my car, and the dogs in it, Ted knew exactly when I would be at hospice. Hold up, is she in hospice? Did he steal dogs from someone who's dying? Okay. He waited until I left my house in the morning of Thursday, May 12th, 2022. He went to my house and kicked in the door and got inside and grabbed my extra car keys. Oh my God. Now, that's how he was able to steal my car with my dogs in it so quickly. It is a 2015 Ford Expedition, burgundy in color, New Mexico license plate, numbers 868TCC. Mm. I was only inside the hospice facility for a few minutes and saw him drive away in my car. Oh, okay. Thank God. I don't think she's the one in hospice. Okay. This is why I don't read it until I read it for you guys, because I don't want to know until you know. Anyway. Oh my God. He had an accomplice in a small van or SUV following him. Probably the side bitch or the new bitch. Anyway. So he had someone helping him pretend, to get this felony against him for stealing my dogs and my vehicle. On top of everything else, he damaged the doors to my house, which will need to be replaced. And he took several other things. My other set of keys to a Toyota Camry that my parents had given me. Oh, no. My mom and dad's checkbook. That's not good. And other personal items of mine just to get at her. Goat? Are we stealing a goat? It does not say anything past that, so I have no idea. How can we help her? Okay. She says, I need everyone's help to find my dogs and my puppies as soon as possible. The hashtag she's using is hashtag save Kim's dogs. Submit a tip for the manhunt. No tip is too big or too small. Please call with any information about the sighting, possible sightings of the suspect, Theodore Ted Manor, or AKA John Green, or the three stolen dogs with a litter of puppies. If you see three stolen dogs and a litter of puppies, immediately call 911 in your local area, and they will call the Carlsbad Police Department. If you are needing to put a tip out, you can call 575-885-2111. That is extension 0. Or you can call the detective on this case for the Carlsbad Police Detective, Jim, and his number is 575-885-2111, extension 2230. And then you'll look at the profile of this guy on my YouTube, and I'll post the pictures on my Facebook and all of that. Think of places a fugitive is more likely to be searching of: gas stops, gas stations, rest stops, truck stops, restaurants, etc. The suspect is likely keeping the dogs out of public view, so it's more than likely someone may spot him than the dogs. Of course, it's possible to sight the dogs too, so please report that as well. Law enforcement received tips from anyone who has spotted the suspect. Oh, this is the update. So this is the only update so far. They received a tip from somebody on May 13th that he was changing a flat tire on a Ford Expedition. And the sighting happened in near Amarillo, Texas. So, I mean, he's already getting gone. And she's giving a $50,000 reward for these dogs. And they are all trained. All three of these dogs are female dogs. They are all trained to do search and rescue and help people. And Zero is, there's pictures of all of them, so I'll put all of them. And she is the one who was expecting puppies. So hopefully they find these guys really, really soon. It's super sad. And how in the hell do we have... I need to know more about this. I want to talk to this lady. Because how do we know him as John Green, but his real name is something else, but we were divorcing? How did we not know he was someone else when we married? Did we know he was someone else? I gotta look at something else. Hold on. This is, like, just not okay. Like, if you steal someone's dogs just because they broke up with you, I think that's a million times worse than shitting on someone's bed. Like, I can't even believe it. Okay. So, he has warrants out for his arrest. So that's another thing. So, I mean, if he does get caught, I'm going through her messages real quick with me to see if I could find, what the hell, Ted Manor. Theodore Ted Manor was born June 9th, 1958. He is an ex-Green Beret turned into a registered nurse who was convicted of arson in 1999 of a fire that killed... Oh, damn! That killed Edmund and another nurse. Oh, fuck. So he's like a whole secret-ass person. This is in a penthouse in October of 07. He was released after only serving 8 years in jail. Well, damn. Like, I don't even... This is a whole thing. Like, why am I not hearing about this before? He has ties to Florida, Colorado, and the East Coast. The dogs are valued at a total of $70,000. Damn! My dogs aren't that expensive. I'm definitely poking you. And she said that, like, according to her, news stations are trying, like, they're trying to get news stations and people to cover this story. This is insane. Twists and turns. Like, I want to know it all. When did we find out he wasn't who he said he was? When did he go from Ted to John? Like, I'm more involved in that. I want to know all of that kind of stuff. Chris, when you listen to this, hook it up. I want to know all of this. Like, hopefully the dogs are returned, puppies are fine, all of that. Oops. Hopefully everything works out great, but I want to know the whole story. This is insane. I want to know all of it. What led to the marriage? Why all of a sudden things fell apart? Did they get the dogs together? Is this going to be one of those things when he gets found with the dogs, he can be like, oh, they're my dogs too? Because they were mine and we got them together. Like, I'm very curious. You've piqued my curiosity, lady. You got me. I'm hooked. I want to know. I want to know more. So definitely tell me more, please, because I would love to hear more about this or talk to this lady. I definitely want to know. But yeah, so let's help this lady find her precious dogs. Who steals dogs? Especially a pregnant dog. Who does this type of shit? And who has secret identities? The dude looks like a douche too. I don't know. He does not look appealing at all. So hopefully he's jailed. I believe in jailhouse justice. So an old creepy looking dude. I don't know. Like, he's really creepy looking. Like, the picture they have of him smiling. Like, they have like two back photos and then like a little picture in a square. And the picture in the square with the smile on it terrifies me. I don't know why. The one in the blue shirt, he kind of looks like... Shit. Now I can't think of the killer's name. Not Ted, though. But, yeah. It'll come... The Golden State Killer, there we go. He kind of looks like the Golden State in the shirt and the picture in the blue. Kind of. Like that dude's army pictures. It's kind of a trip. Anyway, the dogs are super cute, though. They are very, very cute. They are a Dutch Shepherd, a Border Collie, and another Border Collie. So, and Zero is the one who was pregnant, and she is a Border Collie. So that's the one that is, like, critical that they find. And hopefully... all puppies have made it through whatever the hell this weirdo's doing. Where do you hide three dogs in a stolen car? Yeah, I want to know more. Please inform me. So yeah, I'll post this with the pictures and all that great stuff and we'll see what it does. But yeah, that's this week's episode. So love you guys. Oh, yeah. And for all my other followers, didn't win the bump box. Stupid. I paid for extra votes. I didn't really. But I did all of the freaking contest. Bought a hoodie. Like, didn't win. So, it was rigged. It was rigged for me to lose. And then somebody wins that, like, I've never even seen on a live video or nothing. Makes me so mad. Get so butthurt. Not really, but whatever. And the results for the Reader's Best Choice thing, I guess, are going to be like the 29th, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's when it is. So we'll see Jeff and Greg win. And if anybody else wins besides them or myself, which is not going to happen, then it's definitely a rigged contest. Because they have worked very hard, a lot harder than me. I think I did like 4 Facebook posts for it. So, you know, yay. I don't know. Really wasn't vibing it. I don't know. It's a silly little contest that people don't even really care about, I guess, really around here, it seems. The only thing cool that happened from it was Jeff from the Jeff and Greg show. Went on Z103, a local radio station. That was like the coolest thing because now he's like a celebrity. And his face is constantly on that damn billboard. I live by it. It's on my side of town. And every time I drive over the bridge, you have to drive on a bridge. Every time, there's his damn face. And I don't know. He has like this weird smile that I'm giving him a hard time for. So I'm going to publicly do it. That I don't understand. He was... not photogenic in that picture. It's a very nice picture, very handsome, but he looks like he's gonna shit himself and he's nervous. So it's a good picture. I love it to pieces. So yeah, they're famous now. Big guys, big old Z103s. But yeah, so I didn't win the bump box, so that part sucks, but Oh, well. We'll see who wins the contest thingy and gets the little plaque. I guess that's what it is that Jeff wants so bad. So hopefully they get it because they deserve it. They've been doing this shit for like 12 years. I'm a baby. I am 2 years old in this. So hopefully they win. And anyway, but yeah, so we'll post this and see what happens. And hopefully I get to talk to this lady because I really want to know. You guys have a great weekend. See you guys next week. And yeah, love you guys. Bye.